From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's the 928th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, starring tonight the Texas troubadour, Ernest Tubb.
You left me and you went away. Said that you'd be back in just a day. You've broken your promise and you left me here alone. I don't know why you did, dear, but I do know that you're gone. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you. Oh, Penny Bird. Now someday you may be lonesome too. Walking the floor is good for you. Just keep right on walking and it won't hurt you to cry. Remember that I love you and I will the day I die. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you.
Thank you, folks, and a great big welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Featuring Rod Brasfield, Miss June Carter, Chet Atkins, Del Wood, the Opry Square Dancers, and the entire Grand Ole Opry gang.
And our special guest tonight, two good-looking young fellows who sing up a wonderful country song every time. Teddy and Doyle, the Wilburn Brothers. Well, sir, before these handsome fellows come on, we got to have some of the other kind. In other words, you know, into each life some rain must fall. So here comes the Hornwall Cloudburst, everybody's friend, Rod Brasfield.
Thank you, man. What's that? Howdy, Mr. Tubb.
Well, hi, Rodney.
Good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you, too, Rod.
Good gosh, it's hot tonight, eh?
Boy, you can say that again.
I bet it's below old or something out there. The wrong way.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Tubb, I want to ask you something. I've been trying to get me a job on this here Grand Ole Opry for a long time. I wonder if you could say a good word and help me out, shorty.
Well, Rod, I'll do my best, but, you know, by the way, you know, I'll have to ask you some questions. And
well,
we have a paper here, you know, that with all the questions on it, you'll have to fill this out, you know.
I ain't joining the Army again, eh?
No, it's not as bad as the Army.
Well, no.
I wouldn't say that either. But look, you know, they're just simple questions, and let me see. The first one up here is born.
Born?
Yeah, born.
Yeah, I was born. You think I was hatched?
Rod, looky, Rodney, you don't know what I mean. Where were you born?
Oh, in a hospital.
Why, were you sick?
No, I just want to be close to my mommy.
Oh. Oh, me, Rodney. Listen, what date were you born?
What date?
What date?
1492 A.D.
Now, wait a minute. 1492 A.D. What does the A.D. stand for?
After dark.
Oh. Rod, I'm telling you, I don't know. Say, by the way, are you an alien?
How's that?
Are you an alien?
No, I'm feeling fine. How you feeling, boy?
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about your nationality.
Oh.
You know, what nationality are you?
Oh, I'm a Baptist. What are you, Ernie?
Rod. I don't know. I don't know what to do with you, Rod. Looky, let's get this straight now. You know, you just don't quite understand what I'm talking about. You know, if your nationality. If you were born, let's say, for instance, if you were born in Germany, you'd be a German.
Oh.
If you were born in France, you'd be a Frenchman.
Yeah.
If you were born in America, you'd be an American.
Wherever you're born.
That's what you are.
So. Well, that don't work all the time, Ernie.
What you mean it don't work
all
the time?
Well, if kittens was born in an oven, they wouldn't be biscuit.
Oh.
And besides that, I was born in bed, and I ain't no bed bug.
Oh. I wonder, Rod, look, I'll do anything I can to help you get a job, but let's get off this subject. Let's change the subject right now, so I'll see what I can do for you. By the way, how's Uncle Sipe getting along now?
Oh, poor old Uncle Sipe. You ain't heard about the accident he had?
No, did he have an accident?
Oh, Flitter, yes, Ernest. He just had an awful accident the other day. He was getting ready to shave out there on the back porch.
Yeah.
And he always shaves with one of them old straight razors, you know, one of them old wading butchers.
Yeah.
And he was got his face all lathered up and started to come down the side of his face there, and a fly lit right on the end of his nose.
No.
Yeah, and he went to shoo that fly off and use that hand with that razor in and just whacked his nose off.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
My goodness.
And it hurt him so bad he flung the razor down like that and cut his big toe off.
Oh, no, really?
But he grabbed him up right quick and got the doctor to sew him back on.
Yeah.
But the doctor made a mistake and got his toe where his nose was.
Yeah.
And his nose where his toe was. To be.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and now everything he smells just as footy.
Oh.
And every time he wants to sneeze, he's got to take his shoe off.
Get out of here, Rod. Oh, me, Rod Bradfield. Now, what do you say? Let's roll the welcome mat out for our guest stars, Teddy and Doyle, the Wilburn Brothers. Oh, fellas, glad you made it by, Cracky.
Thank you, Ernest.
So I say, by the way, you know, we've been doing some traveling together here lately, so, Doyle, how about telling the folks where we'll be dropping in next on our tour, huh?
Well, Ernest, a week from tomorrow, the Grand Ole Opry is sending a Grand Ole Opry show up to Warmelsdorf, Pennsylvania at the park, starring the Texas Troubadour Ernest Tubb, Miss Kitty Wells, Johnny and Jack, the Wilburn Brothers, the Texas Troubadours, and the Tennessee Mountain Boys.
Well, sir, you know that traveling comes up real soon, and we'll be looking forward to seeing all of our Grand Ole Opry friends along the way. But right now, fellas, I think it's about time for a song from you. How about it, huh?
Thank you. Let's do I'm Setting You Free.
Good.
Now listen here, honey. You better turn me wrong. And I ain't said nothing for so doggone long. But I don't like the way you better treat me. So early tomorrow, seen a lawyer, and the papers are clear. If you don't like the charges, when you read them, my dear, think back at the times when you were cheating on me. You'll find the charges are true, that'll set me free. Now listen here, honey. So doggone long, but I don't like the way you've been treating me. So early tomorrow, I'm setting you free. When I go tomorrow for my final decree, then I won't be around for you to worry me. I thought it all over. Better find you a new love, 'cause I'm setting you free. Now listen here, honey, you better do me wrong. And I ain't said nothing for so doggone long. But I don't like the way you better treat me. So early tomorrow,
Ernest, there sure are a lot of pretty girls here tonight, all cool and comfortable in their summer dresses.
Well, Rod, the fellas are doing all right, too. Cool and comfortable with their sports shirts and their pipes packed with cool smoking, Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
I just knew you'd get that in there some way.
Well, Rodney, it fits. You know, Prince Albert is always so fresh, always so cool smoking. It's just a natural for summertime comfort.
Like P.A.'s natural taste.
Right. Prince Albert keeps all the flavor nature puts in tobacco and then brings it out even richer, finer, and tastier.
Hey, don't forget it's crimp cut. That lets you meckin' men roll a smooth-meckin', smooth-smoking cigarette. Yes, sir, every time. At Prince Albert and an OCB paper, you've got the meckins of a perfect smoke. P.A.'s easy rolling, mild and tasty.
Yes, sir. Pipe smoker or making man, let yourself in for cool smoking comfort and natural tobacco taste with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco. Well, sir, that's Tommy Jackson over there fiddling away on an old tune called Sally Gooden, and that means it's time to grab a partner and join the opera dancers and enjoy some good old time square dancing.
Don't forget to come back home when you're all good. Honey, baby, swing a high, swing a low. Here we go. Get your partner off the right the ball and do that right hand for the left. Left hand right back your way. Wait a minute.
Well, you heard Grant Turner say at the start of our show tonight that this is the 928th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry on NBC. That's a lot of weeks of broadcasting, isn't it? And do you know, all that time, we of the Opry have always taken time to do a sacred song for you. Tonight, it's When Jesus Calls. We hope you like it. Cause I want to be ready. I want to be ready when Jesus calls. The time is nearing when we'll be hearing that trumpet blow when Jesus calls, just like he told us the day he left us that he'd return. He loves us so. Now, brothers and sisters, we know he's coming, so it's up to us if we want to go. We have the Bible to lead us to him, and it's no secret what he can do. So if you feel like you're not quite ready, just talk to Jesus and he'll hear you. When Jesus calls, I want to be ready. I want to be ready when Jesus calls. The time is nearing when we'll be hearing that trumpet blow when Jesus calls. Thank you, folks. Thanks a whole lot. Well, here comes an old buddy of ours and yours with some mighty good picking for you. Yes, sir. It's Chet Atkins and one called El Compañero, and let that be a lesson to you. Thank you.
mighty fine, Chet. Thank you a whole lot. You know, I think now it's about time that we had some hijinks from our little girlfriend of ours and little girlfriend of yours. Pug nose, freckles and all. Here she is, Miss June Carter. Well, hi, June Bug.
Oh,
good to see you.
Honey. Old Texas two before. You're the best old Texas two before I ever had, Ernest.
Why, thank you, darling.
I'm just tickled to death. You didn't know it, but I'm a panhandler too, Ernest.
Oh, you mean you're from Texas too, June?
Well, no. I've been working at the hospital all this last week.
Oh, my goodness, June.
You see, I think we ought to back up and try that again.
I think we should, too. That's the
best egg I ever laid from a standing position. No, I don't feel good, and I thought I might start. I tell you the truth, I'm just tore all to pieces.
June, what's the matter, honey?
I had a grin on my face, but I didn't really feel like it. Can't see, Ernest, I'm just tore all up on the inside.
Well, June, honey, just what's the matter? Now, what's happened to you?
It just got me tore all pieces. You know that little old yellow jacket boat of mine?
Yeah,
I see. I won't ever see it again, Ernest. It's gone up the trail.
What happened, June?
Well, I was riding it out there last week in Old Hickory Lake.
Yeah.
And I had the throttle pushed up wide open on it.
Yeah.
And here I was going put right down the lake, and the throttle got stuck wide open on it, and there I went. Just wide open, that little boat, and I run right over about 7 or 8 great big old water mugs.
Yeah.
The boat went straight up. I went one way. Life jacket went another way. Everything went another way, and I come down with a whole lot less than I went up with.
Oh, no.
Yes, sir. Let me tell you, Ernest, my poor little old yellow jacket boat, I never will see it again.
Oh, sure enough.
No, the last time I seen it, it was headed up Old Hickory Lake about 45 miles an hour with a dad blame water moccasin sitting right straddle of the wheel. No, I've tried to go out there 2 or 3 times, Ernest, to Old Hickory Lake. Have you tried it?
June, I've wanted to go out there, but I've just never had the time to get out there.
Well, this morning, I started from downtown to go out there, and I got on this bus.
Yeah.
And we drove about 3 miles, and the driver, he turned around and he stopped, and he looked at me and he said, "I'm sorry, lady, you'll have to get off this far as I go."
Oh, sure enough. And what did you do, huh?
I got off.
Oh, yeah, you got off.
Yeah. And then we went about another 3 or 4 miles, and we come to a big screeching halt, and, well, I got on another bus then,
yeah.
See. And then I went about 3 or 4 more miles, and I come to a great big screeching halt, and the driver, he looked at me and he said, "I'm sorry, lady, this is as far as I go. You'll have to get off."
Again, well, what did you do this time, June?
I got off.
Oh.
And then I went about, well, I got on another bus, see. I forgot to say. Got on another bus, and then I went about 5 or 6 more miles, and then we come to a great big screeching halt, and the driver looked back at me, and he says, "I'm sorry, lady, this is as far as I go. You'll have to get off."
Oh, no, June. Now, then what did you do?
I got off.
Oh.
And then I got in this boat, and it took out lickety split across the lake and run right smack dab into this great big yacht. And then I went scoot, 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 scoot right across the front of it.
You went scoot, scoot, right across the front of the
boat?
Yes,
sir. Yeah. Right up the side of that yacht.
Right up the side of that yacht.
Scoot, 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 right across the deck of that boat.
Right across the deck of the boat.
Yeah, and then there I laid at the captain's feet.
Laid at the captain's feet?
With a great big old fat woman sitting right straddle of my neck.
With a big fat woman sitting straddle of your neck?
Yes, sir.
And then what did you do, June?
I said, "I'm sorry, lady, you have to get off this far as I go."
Oh.
Say, Ernest, will you ease off to one side? I want to tell the folks about the CC of PA.
Well, all right, Grant, but don't double talk.
Well, as if Prince Albert wasn't friend enough to you pipe smokers, it's CC, crimp cut. To pack neat and firm in your pipe. Crimp cut to give you a long burning smoke.
And don't forget to mention PA is always fresh, Grant.
Yeah, fresh and crimp cut, so it smokes smooth, cool, and even.
And don't forget Prince Albert's natural tobacco taste, either.
The finest tobacco, naturally tasty, and crimp cut.
And don't forget the downright enjoyment a fella gets from PA.
Yes, sir, the natural joy smoke, and crimp cut.
Good for making men, too, Grant.
Yes, sir, they love it, because PA's crimp cut gives them long-burning, cool-burning smoking comfort. PA and an OCB paper are the makings of a perfect smoke.
It's a natural taste, and that's a test. The Bruce Prince Albert's naturally best. Smoke's so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow B.A.
Well, sir, what do you say to another song by our guest stars, Teddy and Doll, the Wilburn Brothers? Doll, what do you have for us this time, buddy?
Ernest, we'd like to do one of our waltz ballads, a song called Go Away With Me.
Go, go, go away with me. Far from his heartless eyes, I can love you, and you'll realize that your life holds so much in store when you're wanted and loved and adored. Go, go, go away with me, and I know you soon will forget the false love that's haunting your memory. Go, and you'll never hurt you. He's done it before, then you'll cry out in vain, for his heart will go wandering again. Go, go, go away with me, and I know you soon will forget the false love that's haunting your memory. Go, and you'll never regret. Go, and you'll never.
Oh, real good, fellas. Thank you a whole lot. I mean, those boys really sing. And by cracky, here's a girl who really plays the old country piano. Let's take in the Chinese Breakdown, one of the tunes from her new RCA Victor hit album, Miss Del Wood. Great, Dale. You know, by golly, the other night we got to poking through our scrapbook, looking at some old pictures and some of the music and songs that were good to us in the past, and we ran across this one, and we decided to try to do it for you tonight. I think you might accidentally recognize it, Billy. Just driftwood on the river floating down the tide. I don't care where this old river carries me. I keep drifting just because my heart is broken inside. And I'm tired of wishing for what cannot be. I may meet some bit of driftwood lost the same as I. Share a handshake and a tender tear or two. But it's always good luck, pal, we've got to say goodbye.
I must wander on to keep my rendezvous. Though I drift through town and city, I can never stay. For I find no place to call my home, sweet home. I don't ask for help or pity, I just go my way. All I'm praying for is peace to dream alone. I'll do it, Pretty Billy. Just driftwood on the river, and I'm drifting on till this weary river meets a deep blue sea, where the deep blue sea may help me to forget someone. Yes, the careless one who has forgotten me. In my heart, I don't feel bitter over what has been. I feel sorry for the one I must forget. And instead of being someone with the world to win, I'm just driftwood on the river of regret. Well, sir, we sure hope you folks had a fine visit to our Grand Ole Opry tonight, and we hope that you'll be on hand next week when we come calling for you in the old buckboard. At that time, Porter Wagner will be up in the driver's seat, and by cracky, he's bringing along Benny Martin and the Collins kids. Till then, this is Ernest Tubbs saying thanks for everything, and we'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
Say, Tommy, do you know the password for the finest taste in smoking?
Sure do, Dave. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
Right you are. And that puts you up there with millions of other Americans who have made Camels the country's best-selling cigarette.
Well, it's easy to see why Camels are so popular. You know, no other cigarette brings you the full, rich flavor and smooth mildness of Camel's exclusive blend of costly tobaccos.
And that's why, of course, no other cigarette gives you the same smoking comfort you get out of Camels.
Folks, see for yourselves why more people today select Camels than any other cigarette. Discover the difference between just smoking and Camels.
Yes, sir. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. So good and mild, the finest taste in smoking. This program is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.
WSM, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company, Nashville, Tennessee.
Friends, if you're planning to visit the Grand Ole Opry, here's important news. The Noel Hotel, only two short blocks away, is headquarters in Nashville for guests and many stars of the Opry. At the fully air-conditioned Noel, you'll find old-time hospitality, private garage and entrance, good food at the stirrup room, open all night, every night for your convenience, plus special Opry rates and no charge for children under 12. Make Noel Hotel your headquarters in Nashville. That's N-O-E-L, the friendly Noel.